This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Reese. You are listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Have fun.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 206 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going, and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to hear all of the great interviews that Sam and Charlotte got for us down at Epcot 35. Now, it's hard to believe it's only been 2 weeks ago, but it's only been 2 weeks ago, and we're very, very lucky that we've got some great interviews for you to hear this week. Sam and Charlotte went above and beyond with what they were able to do for us that weekend, and Sam was able to put together for us kind of like a big roundup of everything that they did for Epcot 35. Now, we all were watching live, and I hope you had a chance to, and there's video on our YouTube channel to see that, of the opening ceremony and then eventually the illuminations. So what we're going to do for today is, like I mentioned, Sam's going to bring kind of a synopsis of the entire day's events. You're going to hear some awesome interviews, and then we're going to listen in to the illuminations. We'll hear the tag and then hang out for us for about 30 minutes of incredible, incredible music. They did a great medley after illuminations around the park, and Sam luckily just left his recorder on, so we got a lot of that great audio. So, without further ado, we're going to bring you Sam and the roundup from Epcot 35. Take it away, Sam.
Yes, indeed. I was able to visit Walt Disney World on Epcot's 35th. Charlotte and I participated in some media activities celebrating the event, and those activities started bright and early when we were allowed to visit the Day of Merchandise for this historic day. Now, as media, we were able to go in and visit, but we could not purchase, so we took lots of pictures and shared those in our photo report, Twitter, Facebook, all of those good places. And then we got ready for the ceremony at the Fountain View stage. After all, Epcot is a place of wonder and amazement, based on the Disney Time Guide. Today, we celebrate the history and tradition of this park, which has made each of us expand our minds and look to new horizons. We're honored to invite you to the Fountain View stage at 10:01 a.m. for the ceremony to commemorate the 35th anniversary of Epcot. And let me tell you this, Ed, 5 minutes before 10:01, it was raining pretty hard, and I did not think they were going to get this in, but the skies parted. Literally, the sun shined down, and we were able to pull off the ceremony. And I thought, what better way than to listen to that ceremony from the Fountain View stage?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is a very special day here at Epcot. Here to kick off Epcot's 35th anniversary celebration, please welcome Mariachi Cobra.
Oh, magic in the Mexico Pavilion, and a very special thank you to those of you celebrating 35 years as Epcot cast members. I am Brandon Peters, your 2017-2018 Walt Disney World Ambassador. And on behalf of the entire Walt Disney World cast, we welcome you to a celebration of the 35th anniversary of Epcot. In this morning's brief ceremony, we'll hear from the Disney executives Melissa Valiquette and George A. Caligridis. And I suspect there might be some added Disney magic along the way. Walt Disney once said, "You can dream, create, design and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it requires people to make the dream a reality." We know that these last 35 years at Epcot would not have been possible without the amazing help of our cast members. Now please join us in welcoming our cast members representing the countries of World Showcase and the pavilions of Future World. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present Epcot's 35th anniversary procession.
Cherished memories with our friends and our families. After 35 years, Epcot is still beloved for its focus on imagination, innovation, fun, food, and family. And with a very bright future ahead, The best part is, we've only just begun to dream. The Epcot legacy is possible because of 35 years of creativity, partnership, and leadership, both on stage and backstage. And now, it is my pleasure to introduce a leader with a very rich Epcot heritage. Please welcome the Vice President of Epcot from 1995 through the Millennium Celebration, and today, the President of the Walt Disney World Resort, George A. Kalogridis.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Melissa, and welcome. As a Walt Disney World Opening Day cast member, I was curious to learn a few years into my career that we would be building a second park. I wondered why we would be doing such a thing when the Magic Kingdom already had six lands covering everything from the realm of fantasy to the wonders of tomorrow. I asked, what else could there possibly be? Then, as the plans for Epcot Center rolled out, I became really excited. As a child, I'd been glued to the TV watching Walt Disney with his message of a fascinating future and a belief in the goodness of people worldwide. Now, we stand in a park that embodies those ideals. This is a place for family, a place for fun, and a place for faith in our vision as a people. It is little wonder that so many people have fallen in love with this park and its story. As we celebrate the 35th anniversary of Epcot, I would like to share what Card Walker, chairman of Walt Disney Productions, said at the formal dedication of Epcot on October 24th, 1982. To all who come to this place of joy, hope, and friendship, welcome. Epcot is inspired by Walt Disney's creative vision. Here, human achievements are celebrated through imagination, wonders of enterprise, and concepts of a future that promises new and exciting benefits for all. May Epcot Center entertain, inform, and inspire, and above all, may it instill a new sense of belief and pride in man's ability to shape a world that offers hope to people everywhere. It's been a great 35 years, and let me tell you, we have some wonderful additions on the horizon. I was thrilled that we were able to announce what amounts to nothing less than an Epcot Renaissance last July at the D23 Expo in Anaheim. As our chairman, Bob Chapek, said, this work here will be centered around a few guiding principles. We want to keep true to the original vision of Epcot while making it more Disney, more timeless, more relevant, and more family. We're also ensuring these plans incorporate what we've been hearing from our guests, especially from families with young children. This renaissance has already begun with new and refreshed experiences at Mission Space. We have a new restaurant on the way there with a view that is literally out of this world. Guardians of the Galaxy is coming to Future World, while Ratatouille will be in residence in World Showcase. Those are just some of the new headlines. Epcot has always been and will always be an optimistic celebration of the real world brought to life through the magic of Disney. I promise you, the exciting plans we have on the horizon will honor Epcot's rich legacy of creativity, innovation, while continuing to exceed the expectations of our guests for decades to come. And now, to end our program, it is my privilege to introduce another musical group that has been with Epcot since the very beginning. They have not only entertained guests with their talents for 35 years, they have created iconic moments from their signature a cappella entertainment at the American Adventure to their seasonal performances during the 4th of July and Disney's Candlelight Processional. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here to perform a brand new musical tribute, please welcome the voices of liberty.
Like Epcot 30, Mariachi Cobre, along with the Voices of Liberty, helped to celebrate the 35th anniversary, both of those being entertainment offerings that have been at Epcot since opening day, And can you beat the medley that Voices of Liberty sang? An Epcot history lesson. We also heard a little bit about the future of Epcot, some things we already knew about, Guardians of the Galaxy coming to Future World in the location that was formerly Ellen's Energy Adventure, and net new construction in France for the Remy Ratatouille attraction. Always new to hear about some new things, although obviously we were hoping to hear some more, but this isn't the type of event where we hear those things typically. Now, during that presentation, you heard from Melissa Valquette. Melissa's the Epcot Vice President. Charlotte and I were able to spend just a few minutes with some cast members backstage after that ceremony, and the first one was indeed the Epcot Vice President. Here's that interview with Melissa.
It's very nice to meet you, Melissa.
Nice to meet you, too.
You are the Vice President of Epcot.
I am.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Especially to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Epcot.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, I have to say, as an Epcot fan and a Disney fan, this really is my dream job. And, you know, some days I feel a little bit guilty because I enjoy it as much as I do. But
I can only imagine.
I really do love this park and my role.
Absolutely. So we are celebrating the past, the present, and the future of Epcot at Epcot 35. How do you describe those three things?
Well,
in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes or less. Well, you know what? We're really fortunate that we have such a loyal and passionate guest base that regard Epcot as their favorite park. I've always described Epcot as a different kind of magic. It's just a little unique when you compare it to our other theme parks. And so it's really important that we honor those guests who find Epcot to be their absolute favorite by capitalizing on all of the things that those guests love and making sure that not only do we honor those things and to continue to celebrate those things in the future, but that we give you more reasons to love Epcot. We know that we have opportunities to, you know, we've shared at past D23 expos that our goal is to make Epcot more Disney, more family, more timeless, and more relevant. And that's really our goal with this moving into the future. This transformation that we are looking toward is not to change gears from the past. It's truly to give all of our guests more reasons to love Epcot in the future. And, you know, coming up that we've already announced, the Guardians of the Galaxy e-ticket attraction at Universe of Energy, the Ratatouille attraction at the France Pavilion, the Disney Skyliner that will make it much easier for our resort guests to get in and out.
International Gateway will be very nice.
It's going to be terrific. So there are really great things ahead, and honestly, most exciting to me is that there is so much more to come that we just haven't shared yet and can't quite share yet, but the future's bright.
We are so excited.
we saw some concept art at D23,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so we know there are other things coming.
Yeah.
We've also seen some pretty good concept art of Guardians and
mm-hmm.
of the Ratatouille attraction,
absolutely.
Which look really cool. So
yeah.
I think we're all excited and looking forward to those.
Thank you. We are as well. And, you know, some of that concept art is really just that high concept.
Understood.
But there are a million ideas in the hopper, and some nailed down and some still being imagineered, if you will.
Right. Absolutely.
A really bright future ahead.
So you've obviously been a fan of Epcot for a long time. What are like one of your early memories of Epcot?
You know, I didn't come to Epcot as a child. My only Disney trip as a child was in 1980, and Epcot wasn't open yet, so
sure.
We went to Magic Kingdom. But one of my earliest memories at Epcot was this is where my husband proposed to me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we've been a Disney family for a long time, and he proposed to me in front of the Eiffel Tower at the France Pavilion. And we've cherished that, you know, for 22
years. So I'm sure that spot will still be there even after renovating
yeah,
back there.
Sure
okay,
that
yeah,
not
yeah.
Going
we understand. It sure will be. The Ratatouille attraction is actually behind the existing pavilion today. So
and it doesn't impact the bakery, right? That's
no,
what we wanted to make
bakery.
Sure of. The boulangerie participate.
Do
not. We absolutely love that. In fact, I think it's absolutely a hidden gem back there. Coming in from International Gateway in the morning and grabbing some breakfast.
It is.
It's absolutely.
You know awesome. What the best hidden gem is back there
Ooh.
Is in the ice cream shop where they make an ice cream sandwich with a brioche bun and a scoop of their homemade ice cream, and they put it in a press, and it's like a homemade French ice cream sandwich that has a much fancier French name.
But that's okay. I like that description.
But I'm telling you what, that is pretty delightful.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa.
Got it here from Melissa.
The nerds got it straight from the top. That's absolutely right. Thanks, Melissa. We appreciate your time.
Nice to meet you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
How about that? An insider tip from the vice president of Epcot. I've been past the ice cream parlor in France many times, but always on my way to the bakery. Ed, I think we got to stop and try that. So a couple of other things I heard during that interview. Epcot's goal is more Disney, more family, more timeless, more relevant. I think that's some hint into what we're going to see happen at Epcot leading into the 50th anniversary. I love them more family. We've already seen that with Mission Space and the new green attraction. I think that's definitely family, and my family loves that. Another interesting thing I got there was concept art is just that. It's concept art that may or may not be what it looks like when it's finished, but hey, it's a good idea, and we all love that. We also heard there's much more to come. I hinted to seeing the concept art of Epcot Future World at D23, but I knew I wasn't going to get much out of her on that. This is a two-minute interview, and the time goes fast. Next, we had the opportunity to talk to Jason Grant. Jason's a WDI creative director and Imagineer, and during the course of the interview, I had to ask him if he worked with Marty Scarr.
Hi.
Hi, Jason. I'm Charlotte with the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Jason, I'm Sam. How are you?
Are you also with the Disney Nerds
Podcast? I absolutely am, and we are very happy to have you with us here
Great.
To talk a little bit. So, Jason, what do you do for WDI?
I am a creative director with Imagineering.
So what does that mean?
What that means is, that's a great question. I asked my boss that when they told me that you're a creative. No, I'm joking. So what that means is that I help lead the creative vision for when we're designing something. So I work with the team up front to figure out what the ideas and stories are with our writer and our concept designers. And then from there, we as a group transition and start designing what these things are. And at that point, the teams grow and you start bringing in architects and interior designers and all these things. And while we do that, I help make sure that everyone kind of stays on the same page and we all keep moving. And then eventually it gets to the fun part. Everyone thinks coming up with the idea is the fun part. That's actually a really tiny part of what we do. The fun part is when you get to put the hard hat on and get out in the field and make it real. Because then you get to opening day where we get to open the doors and everyone gets to come in and have fun.
That's awesome. I heard you say before that you started with the Millennium Celebration.
Yeah. Well,
what's one of the most recent things that you've done, and how can we tie that back to Epcot's 35th, which is why we're here
today? So the most recent thing that I've done that's opened out in the park is I helped work on the Mexico Gallery that just opened, the Remember Me show about Dia de los Muertos. So you should go over there and take a look at that. It's a really great exhibit. It's a lot of color and a lot of fun. And for us, it's another way to give a deep dive into a world culture at World Showcase, like what we like to do.
Absolutely. You wrote a Magic Kingdom storybook for kids.
Yes.
Is there going to be an Epcot one?
I don't know. That's a great idea.
That would be fantastic. Do one for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fantastic. Put them all in our library.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind the book?
The book story is you know, at Imagineering, we always say this, and some people are like, oh, but we are all storytellers, right? And we all work. Story is the first thing. And so I am an artist that likes to write. And so it was just one of those things that we were kicking around, and Disney Editions thought it was a good idea, and we just kind of went for it. So it was good. It was a real privilege to do something like that. I collect storybooks, so it was fun to work on one.
Oh,
absolutely.
Very nice.
I heard you talk about Mickey's Ten Commandments with the previous person. And I guess my question is, did you have the opportunity to work directly with Marty, and do you have any memories from that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I never, you know, Marty was a WDI leader when I started, but obviously I didn't get to interface with him that much at the time because I was a graphic
designer. But I'm sure you still had the Ten Commandments on the wall.
That being said, I did once get sketches on one of my designs from John Hench, which was incredibly threatening. You know, I was like, oh my God, John Hench looked at my stuff.
Okay, so when you open, to put it in perspective, when you open the Epcot 35 map, those are the two guys that you see right in the middle.
That's right.
Marty and John.
Right.
That is the history, and that's awesome that you were able to work with someone.
Yeah, and so the cool thing is that a lot of us have gotten to know Marty after his career at WDI. And then if you heard earlier today, Patrick Brennan talked a lot about how a lot of the original Imagineers were great teachers. And if you look at Marty, even after he retired, he was still meeting with everybody to teach them and talk to them about what it meant to work with Walt, what it is that we're trying to do, and what the story is and the experiences we're trying to bring to our guests.
That's incredible. Love it. Did you have some – you worked on Mission Space a little
bit? Yeah, a little bit,
yeah. That was just out in the park. I love it, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
The new green, I will say that my family absolutely loves it.
Oh,
the
good.
Kids love it.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
It's good, and thank you very much. What are you working on now? What's coming next? This is the past, the present, the future.
That's right. Well, you know, at Imagineering, we're always working on the future, and we can't always talk about it. So when we're ready to we'll tell you.
With what we learned at D23 and what was announced early today.
Yep.
Thank you, Jason.
Great. Thank you, Jason.
Great, thanks so much.
So
thanks.
Nice.
I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you very
much. That's a good
D23.
One. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
Sure.
So as it turns out, not only did he work with Marty, but John Hench made some notes on some of his sketches. Mind blown. You heard at the end a mention of, I really like that t-shirt. That was Charlotte's t-shirt that was being referred to, and it was from a Destination D event that basically had all of Epcot's history on it. And as we approach Christopher Stewart, the general manager of Epcot Entertainment, that was a natural segue to start our short interview.
Honestly, I mean, you've really got the big four right there,
yes.
Right? You've got the Kitchen Cabaret, you've got Horizons.
Universal
Energy?
Yes,
well, not there.
Exactly. Okay. So when I saw it at D23, I'm like, it's coming home with me.
Yeah. That is money well spent.
Absolutely.
Christopher, I'm Sam. Christopher, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Christopher Stewart, you are...
I am the general manager of Epcot Entertainment.
Absolutely incredible. Epcot Entertainment. I think about that. There's so much entertainment that happens here at Epcot. A Future World Showcase, you name it. Where do you start to come up with new ideas?
With really smart people that I talk to. No. Well, yes, actually, we have a wonderful creative team that really, you know, we collaborate with, and we share with them what our needs are as a park and where we see potentially the gaps or where we could enhance some of our existing offerings. And, you know, they go to work, and whether that's building a group that, you know, whether it's a musical group that we build from the ground up, or looking for talent, you know, especially from our World Showcase countries, where we will very often go and recruit, you know, and have our talent casting team go out and go to these other countries and look for that authentic talent to bring in. It's really a great combination of both of those.
It's celebrating Epcot's 35th today, and
yes,
we saw the presentation this morning. And just like at the 30th, there were two acts that have been with you guys since day one, and they always seem to be a part of it.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, that Voices of Liberty medley, absolutely incredible.
We are so proud of that medley. Oh my gosh. I will tell you, the day that, so that was a perfect example, right? This was many months ago. We were in the early planning for the 35th, which has been going on this entire year. And we were sitting in a meeting, and we were talking about, you know, what that ceremony, we wanted it to be like. And somebody said, you know, of course we wanted to have Voices of Liberty be part of that.
Yeah.
And then one of us just kind of blurted out, what if they did a medley of classic Epcot music, which there's such a laundry list to pick from.
Absolutely.
And immediately we all got goosebumps and went, that's it.
Yes.
Pencils down. We've got it. And then it was just a matter of...
How do you mix them?
And in about 5 minutes, I had a list of about 20 wonderful classic songs. I said, here, pick from this, and you'll be good to go. Trust me, people will love it, because I know I do.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
The first time I got to hear it in a rehearsal last week, I got goosebumps.
Yes.
I was like, oh, we have a winner.
Yeah. It was incredible.
It really was a winner.
So
will we get to hear it more?
Yes. Stay tuned. We should hopefully have it available. To play online soon.
Nice.
Not necessarily in like an iTunes store, but perhaps as part of our blog or our social media.
I'd love to be able to see it live again someplace, too.
I would too.
Okay, well you're the director of entertainment, are you not?
I was going to say yes, absolutely. And you never know what the future holds.
Understood. We appreciate that. And thank you for helping us celebrate the past, the present, and the future of Epcot 35.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I got to tell you, with only 2 minutes to interview each of these people, there's so many things that I want to ask them. They're all complete podcasts. But of course, there's a PR representative from Disney standing next to us, and they're monitoring the questions, and they're hurrying us along. But I think we did pretty good. The last interview is with a 35-year Epcot cast member. Rick Allen is not only a cast member, but he is now the general manager of Epcot's Future World.
All right, we're with Rick Allen, a 35 anniversary cast member and general manager of Epcot Future World. You've been here 35 years.
Well, I've been with Walt Disney World 43 years, but
okay.
I was here at Epcot for opening day, so that's why I'm a 35-year Epcot cast member.
Nice. So where were you before Epcot? You were at Magic Kingdom.
I did start in the Magic Kingdom in 1974
okay.
as a custodial host.
Wonderful.
And, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Custodial host, and now
Goodness gracious,
exactly.
What a ride.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a fantastic ride.
It's been a great company to work for.
Yes. I can only imagine. So tell me, what was it like moving from Magic Kingdom to Epcot to this new thing that nobody really knew about? How? What was that like?
Boy, I got to tell you, that is a great question because, you know, we had built some Magic Kingdoms in the past, right?
Sure.
We knew those worked. Epcot was more of a gamble. And so I don't think anybody was worried about it, but there was this really high level of excitement. And the actual truth was when I was here at Epcot, I was on task force here. I actually worked at the Walt Disney World Village. But we all raised our hand any time. Hey, we need people to go do this. We need people to go do that. We were all over here, and so that.
So
was just
then you
that
must
excitement.
Have gotten to do a lot of things,
right?
So we need somebody to help at World of Motion, or somebody to help that kind of thing. Or?
Yeah. So I will tell you the main thing I did on opening day was I worked in the media tent. And that was our cast members as well as the media all in there. And I can't remember how many stations were, but I mean, it was an unbelievable amount of folks. But we didn't have communication like today. We didn't have cell phones.
Sure.
Right. Too. We didn't have all that. And so we big old radios. But so people would come in and they'd say, does anybody know what Card Walker looks like? And I'd say, I do. Okay, so he needs to have this blue tie, and he's in Mexico somewhere. He's got to have it by 1 o'clock. Go! And we'd grab it, and we'd run out there. And
that's pretty cool.
Man, I tell you, I just ran holes in my shoes. In 3 days, I had to get new shoes because we ran holes in my shoes. We just were around and around and around and around. It was exciting.
That's incredible. It really is. So that's a long time ago. Now, 35 years, Future World, there's a lot of things happening. Some things we know about.
Right.
We know Guardians is coming. What kind of excitement does that bring to what you're doing now?
An incredible amount of excitement. For me, I would tell you that it probably started with Soarin' Around the World for Future World. Mm-hmm. You know, we just came and got that new film and the new sense. And, you know, that was the first time I was really exposed to some great fans. You know, I had guests come out the day before the last day, right, mm-hmm. Over California. And I talked to somebody, and we said, didn't I see here about 20 minutes ago? Yeah, I'm riding it 20 times today. I said,
wow.
You're riding it 20 times? Yeah. And the last show, the last show I remember, all the people waited, you know, to be on the last ride. I didn't know that was such a cool thing.
Right.
But, oh, my gosh, they were so excited, and cheers, and the intensity around that. Anyway, so, yes,
that's great.
Future World has started, and we can't wait for Guardians and what's next.
Awesome. So I love everything you're doing here, and congratulations on 35 years at Epcot.
Great. Thank you both very much.
We also had the opportunity to spend some time with the Eat to the Beat concert series entertainer for the evening. That's Mark Wills. Now, Mark is a big Disney fan and the first country artist to play Eat to the Beat. Sort of interesting, and I thought would play just a little segment of that interview about how much he likes Disney.
Mark, you've proclaimed yourself the Disney junkie of country music.
I am.
There it is, proclamation again. Can you clarify just a little bit? When did that start, and how did this... You gave us a little detail, but when did it start for you?
For me, the love of Disney started in different levels. Like, I think when my wife and I came down for our honeymoon in 96, you know, the castle was decorated as a big cake.
We try to forget about that, but that's okay.
There you go. And those are the pictures that I have. So we came down and I remember being a kid, and in my family we didn't have, you know, my mom and dad who were actually here with me. I brought my mom and dad to Disney for my first time to play Disney, because for me it's a special thing.
Sure.
You know, my mom and dad were able to come to Disney one time in their life. My dad was a truck driver. We didn't have a lot of expendable cash to leave Atlanta, you know, to leave Blue Ridge, Georgia, and come all the way to Orlando. So I came one time as a kid and spent one day at the Magic Kingdom, and, you know, just loved it, just fell in love with it. As I got older, my wife and I, you know, when we were getting married, we started talking about where we wanted to spend our honeymoon. And she was like, well, let's just go to Disney. We can drive down, we can stay on property. we can spend 3 or 4 days in the park. And I had allotted 7 days for, you know, to like block off time because I was promoting an album. We were promoting singles. We were doing that kind of stuff. So it was an easy way, and we had to do it. We got married November 30th. It was the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So I thought, it's going to be easy. We'll just zip on down to Florida. 7 hours, took us like 15 to get here because of holiday traffic and all that, you know. But we came down and just fell in love with it then. And then would figure out ways, if I was playing the Orlando area or something, I would throw her on the bus with us, and we would come down the night before, and we would spend all day at the park. And every Orlando show that I had for the first 5 years, I was exhausted by the time I went on stage, because I opened the park that day. And then I went for the very last moment until I had to get, you know, ready and go on stage. And I would be on stage like, I do. You know, I remember one time I played a rodeo in Kissimmee, and I had opened Hollywood Studios at 7 a.m. that day. And we went to the studios, and we left the studios, and we came to the Magic Kingdom, because my oldest daughter was like 3, and she wanted 3 or 4, and we wanted to do something there. And so literally we left there, and we dropped them off at the hotel, and they were supposed to come to the show, and I never saw them. I was like, where are y'all? And I got back to the bus, and they were asleep. They had totally just thrown me to the wolves and went to sleep, and I had to go on stage, and it was like a 90-minute show. We were playing for this rodeo. I've never been as exhausted as I was in my life. It's a totally different type of tired. I tell people, Disney tired is unlike any kind of tired you will ever experience in your life. And obviously, y'all know this because you're here a lot.
That's right.
Disney tired is indeed a different kind of tired. I'm sure that you've experienced that. So on the anniversary of Epcot's 35th, we had the ceremony at the Fountain View stage. We had some interview opportunities. The Legacy Showplace over at the Odyssey featured some new models that were available to view. I was hoping for a model of Guardians or a model of the Ratatouille attraction, but these were original models from Epcot's opening that were really cool. Canada, Norway, and Spaceship Earth. Some special food and beverage available as well. There was a 35th anniversary cupcake. One was Viking horns, another one was a flower pot, and then the dome of the Epcot ball at different places throughout. Merchandise, of course, the day of merchandise line was very, very long. As long as I remember from Epcot 30, if not maybe even longer. I did not get any merchandise. And of course, it culminates with Illuminations Reflections of Earth, a special edition. The 35th anniversary edition was the standard Illuminations, followed by a tag that was absolutely amazing and very difficult to see. If you watched the live stream, I had my phone live streaming via Facebook, and it was very difficult to decide where to angle. So towards the end, I tried to pan up and down because there were fireworks on the water and in the sky and higher than anything that Illuminations would typically do. So hopefully that looked good watching it. Charlotte and I also stuck around to record some of the after Illuminations music because it was all classic Epcot. It's an awesome soundtrack. And if you get to Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival, go into the Odyssey. That's the 35th anniversary Legacy Showplace. Listen to the soundtrack, watch that slideshow, and in fact, you'll find that slideshow at the DisneyNerdPodcast.com. We've uploaded that to YouTube, the entire history slideshow. It's really cool. I love listening to the music. Don't forget, questions at the Disney Nerds Podcast. Ed, Sam, Jimmy, Lisa, Charlotte, all at the Disney Nerds Podcast. New email addresses. We'll see you guys next time. Kungaloosh!
Ladies and gentlemen, Epcot welcomes you to enjoy Illuminations Reflections of Earth, presented by Siemens. This spectacular celebration can be experienced all around World Showcase Lagoon. Because of lower light levels during the show, we ask that you please watch your step and take small children by the hand. tonight only. As a special treat, Illuminations Reflections of Earth will be immediately followed by a fireworks tribute to commemorate Epcot's 35th anniversary. The excitement will begin in just 5 minutes. Thank you. On behalf of Walt Disney World, the place where dreams come true, we welcome all of you to Epcot and World Showcase. We're gathered here tonight around the fire, as people of all lands have gathered for thousands and thousands of years before us to share the light and to share a story. An amazing story, as old as time itself, but still being written. And though each of us has our own individual stories to tell, a true adventure emerges when we bring them all together as one. We hope you enjoy our story tonight, Reflections of Earth. Thank you.
Thank you. made by Siemens.
Oh, no.
We hope that your visit to the Walt Disney World Resort has been a truly magical experience for you and yours. We wish you a pleasant evening and a safe journey home. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you.
right now with his group. And then we're loud as well. So I think that's what that background sound is for you. No way for me to stop that with this device. Yes, Illuminations is over for those asking. We're listening to the Epcot 35 music again. This will be posted. You can rewatch as soon as we finish. And the fireworks were pretty amazing. It was difficult for me to position the shot because they were so tall and on the water at the same time. It was awesome.
celebration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark ignites a flame. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes. What delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy. Searching the universe for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A centimeter. That's a good one. Oh, everything I collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Oh, here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of steel, but a lovable fellow. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment, and there, voila! You've got a figment, of imagination.
You're listening to the end of the Epcot 35 special animation soundtrack of originals. How can you miss figment?
Some new friends have joined us. Of course, imagination is something that belongs to all of us.
Everyone can think of a thing.
That's right, figment. And every sparkling idea can lead to even more. So many times, we're stumbling in the dark, and then, eureka! What a spark!
How are we going to use lightning?
We can combine it with ghostly shivers on a stormy night and turn them into a tale of fright.
Be honest, who remembers that version of Imagination? No, unfortunately, they're not using that song anymore. That's an original. These are all throwbacks to Epcot's history.
Me too, Nina. I had to step away so you wouldn't hear me singing.
Thank you.
of Moses and the Almighty. Never a care to all there is to be done. It's fun. This is the exit music after the show. When we end this, it will be available so you can watch it from the beginning. We are the moon. Survivor to home, wherever you like it. Thrilled to this beautiful land.
Thank you. Mortals pay a token fee, rest in